Well, Coach, basically another win for the West Indies emerging players. Talk to me about the topsy-turvy nature of this game today.
Yeah, congratulations to the guys. I think that the guys playing some good cricket. We'll be preparing, preparing well. The practice sessions, the high intensity levels. So I believe that once you prepare properly, then you take it into the game. And I thought the boys played a very good game today. Graves again and the Silver batted really well. Coming on to the end, even the lower order, they made contributions. So I'd be playing very good team cricket.
Yeah, talk to me about the initial partnership that again Joshua and Justin have. Even though the team collapsed, how happy are you with your batting right now in the tournament?
I think we're batting pretty good. The rotation, the strike is really good for us, and that's something that we're stressing on. Even at practice sessions, we do a lot of drills in terms of rotation and strike. So, and like I said before, every game, you want to see improvement. But the players, you want to see improvement of the team. So once I'm saying that, then I'm happy. The Silver's batting well. You got a start again today. Graves again, play some lovely shots as well today. So in all, as a batting unit, I think that we're putting some good scores together. It's just unfortunate today that we lost a couple more wickets than we wanted to. But that's just the nature of the game. But like I said, I think that we're playing very good team cricket.
After when Guyana was batting, they lost four wickets early, and Fu and Ramal Lewis were batting very well. As a coach dealing with this young team, how happy are you to see them fight so hard and come back at the end and close the game out?
It's a good feeling. Normal messing these things you would see when guys get put in pressure situations, everybody going individual. What's good about this team, these guys are sticking together under pressure. You can see the conversations are happening on the field. They're sticking to the plans, and if plan A don't work, they go to plan B or C. But what I like is that when they get put under pressure, that they're sticking together as a team. That's important. Partnerships will happen in cricket, but it's what you do, as a fielding unit and as a bowling unit, to keep things tight. So I thought that the guys held the nerves really well in the final stages of the game. And it's a good victory for them. Well bowled to Levy again. This is the third time that Levy bowled the final over and did very well. So congratulations to him. Something like that will build his confidence in terms of death bowling. And it's an area that we will continue to work on, on our death bowling skills and the ability to set, good fees to their bowling.
And lastly, obviously everyone in the Caribbean knows your history working with the CCC and young cricketers in the Caribbean. Are you seeing a similar energy with this team to what CCC produced last year, or you don't want to make that similar comparison?
You don't want to make a comparison, but at the beginning of the tournament, you have your philosophy, you deliver it to the guys, and then they bought into the brand of cricket that we say that we want to play, and which is good because they bought into it and they're happy playing it. So it's just a matter for them to continue to develop, develop the skills and the understanding of the game. Once this learning, once this teaching is always learning. So I'm happy. The energy levels are high and the guys are confident. They're very confident, and every game that they play, they believe in. So that's important, for West Indies cricket, in terms of these young emerging players, coming in a competition like this with no preparation, to deliver the type of cricket that they're playing.